This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from BBC Learning English.
Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Rob, and, Feifei. Feifei, where are you?
Hi, over here. Come quickly.
Oh, what seems to be the problem?
I think there's been a murder.
What? Really? A murder? Here? How can you be so sure?
Well, last night I was speaking to my friend and we were talking about Jenny from our office.
Oh, yes, Jenny, yes. I haven't seen her around for a while. My
friend said Jenny has probably met someone, got married and moved to Australia. But then she said something very strange. She said it was a stab in the dark.
A stab in the dark? Ah, so you think she's been murdered?
Well, possibly. She hasn't been seen for a long time. And then someone was stabbed. And in the dark. So she must have been murdered at night. Oh dear, I think we should call the police.
Oh, no, don't call them yet. That phrase isn't as bad as you think. There's not been a murder. When you say you're taking a stab in the dark, it means you don't really know the truth and you're just guessing.
Really? Oh, phew. That is good news.
OK, let's hear the phrase in action.
It might be a stab in the dark, but I think my football team is in a good place to win the league this season.
I don't know how many people came to see the show, but I'll take a stab in the dark and say about 300.
John thought we could sell our old car for £500. But really, he was taking a stab in the dark.
So the phrase, to take a stab in the dark, does not involve stabbing people. But Rob, if we're not sure what did happen to Jenny, it's still a bit of a mystery.
Well, maybe she didn't move to Australia. Maybe she just got a new job. But I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
A shot in the dark? Now you're talking about her being shot in the dark?
Oh, no. A shot or a stab in the dark means the same thing. It means I'm guessing. I don't really know.
Well, guess no longer. Look, here she comes.
Hello, you two.
Jenny!
Why are you looking so worried? Has someone died?
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.